New York State officials are investigating extended delays in delivering propane to customers during the recent cold snap. As temperatures dipped to record lows, Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara fielded dozens of complaints from constituents unable to heat their homes.
And it's become a threat to health and safety to the residents, especially in rural areas like Duanesburg, Western Montgomery County. Those areas are experiencing delayed deliveries of propane or deliveries that have been completely missed. We started to get messages in our office asking for help contacting their supplier. In some cases, the residents had no luck contacting the propane supplier. So we've been assisting customers with contacting their supplier and reporting these complaints to the Attorney General's office, because what's happened now is the messages continue to come into my office, but the messages have gone from, hey, I'm running out of propane, I'm down to 5%, 4%, I'm down to a day's worth of propane, I've heard nothing from my supplier, to I'm out of propane, I've been without heat for 3, 4, and last night I visited someone that was out of heat with no heat for 5 days.
Part of the problem is some companies got backed up on deliveries. Customers who lease tanks from one supplier cannot order from another.
We had temperatures that were double negative temperatures, very, very cold, very windy. I visited a home in Duanesburg. It was a senior couple, a woman that was 91 years old. They were in the corner of their home. You could see your breath when you go into the house. They were had blankets in the doorways, and they had a little space heater between them, and that was the heat that they used. They turned the temperature way down to conserve the last bit of propane that they had.
The Democrat has drawn up a bill sponsored by Republican Jim Tedisco in the Senate that would allow customers who lease propane equipment to use a different supplier if the one that owns the tank can't make a timely delivery. Carolyn Bemis and Stanley Pierce of Duanesburg experienced that firsthand. Bemis called Santa Barbara out of desperation after they tried for several days to get their tank filled.
Nobody came, nobody called, no emails, nothing. And we just sat there wondering. And then the days kept going on. We kept watching the gas. I was wading out through the snow to get to the gas tank to see how it was doing. And on the day that we went down to 7% was when we decided we need to conserve energy, because we don't know when we're going to get gas now.
The couple was able to reach a different company that installed a new tank. As for their previous supplier of 2 decades,
the next day, got a call like 2 o'clock in the afternoon saying, we're coming to deliver gas. And I said, well, you can forget that. We've got somebody else now to deliver our gas. And she said, well, we'll have to arrange to pick up the tank. I said, yes, you will. She said, it's going to cost you $90 for us to pick up the tank.
My office has been flooded with calls from New Yorkers all across our state who've experienced extreme delivery delays and possible price gouging by their local propane suppliers.
Democratic Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has launched an investigation.
If you think that you've been the victim of price gouging or of any other kind of misconduct by a propane provider, please contact my office right away by calling 518-776-2000 or filing a complaint at ag.ny.gov. Most propane providers are good business people, but we're not going to allow them to be put at a competitive disadvantage by bottom feeders who would exploit the problems caused by our recent cold weather.
Santa Barbara is confident lawmakers will act on his bill within the next week. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.